Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
It's not over, Lee. Barack Obama made it clear yesterday. We get power again. Democrats get power again. You conservatives, free speech. Your free speech is done. We're going to censor you. They're not even hiding it.
Well, why should they? Because apparently they're not getting a lot of pushback.
No, and I've said this before. Mm-hmm. In the past, if Democrats won the presidency, it meant we might have high taxes. They'd kneecap the economy. Things would be bad. But going forward, every Democrat president that wins means we probably won't have Bill of Rights freedoms again. We may never get them back. We only got them back by the grace of God this time. We were very, very fortunate. Every time a Democrat wins the presidency now, we may never have free speech again. I'm serious. And Obama was very plain about that yesterday. He says that what we need is the new journalism, Lee. You looking forward to practicing this new journalism back there in the newsroom?
So that's what they're calling censorship now, is new journalism.
Yeah, no, it's not really censorship. It's just a new sort of journalism in which Democrats choose the facts and nobody else. But other than that, I mean, you love it. It's very similar to what we have now. Not. Here's Obama describing creepily, Orwell would have loved this, the new journalism, which is no journalism at all.
Part of what we're going to have to do is to start experimenting with new forms of journalism, and how do we use social media in ways that reaffirm facts, separate facts from opinion. We want diversity of opinion. We don't want diversity of facts. That, I think, is one of the big tasks of social media. By the way, it will require some government, I believe, some government regulatory constraints around some of these business models in a way that's consistent with the First Amendment.
No.
But that also says, look, there is a difference between these platforms letting all voices be heard versus a business model that elevates the most hateful voices, or the most polarizing voices, or the most dangerous in the sense of inciting violence voices. And
he must not have seen Blue Sky lately.
So I don't think he's then talking about the Democrats who are criticizing the federal government's ICE and Border Patrol efforts. And I don't think he's talking about people who criticize Israel, is he? He's trying to have an excuse for only the kind of speech that progressive Democrats like.
Yeah, they'll pick the facts. I mean,
exactly.
We saw that. That's how it worked under
Joe
Biden.
That is chilling.
Yes.
That is absolutely chilling. That is Orwellian to the nth degree.
Yeah, and they're not hiding it. We will pick the facts. Now, we'll let you have some opinions on the facts, but...
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right. Just like Obamacare will save you money and you'll see a reduction in your monthly bill for your health insurance. Yeah, sure. We believe that. Yeah, there'll be some opinions, but we get to pick what the facts are.
Exactly.
That's straight out of the Soviet Union.
Yep.
Straight out of the Soviet Union.
And they're not even hiding it.
No.
As they call Trump a dictator, the guy who lets everyone share their views in accordance with the First Amendment. Now, why? This is what's scary. Why is Obama saying this right now? Well, there's something called the Stanford University Cyber Policy Center. Okay. Obama's given a very similar speech to this before. He did it in 2022. And 6 days later, Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security announced that it had created the Disinformation Governance Board to be led by a woman, Nina Jankowicz, who insisted Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation and the Russia hoax was true. So you can understand the set of facts they'll be picking, the fake ones. Well, that got shouted down. It didn't work, right? Now, Democrats are losing badly, Lee, and they know in an environment where there is free speech, they cannot win. Okay, so what did Obama do on the 26th of September? And I was screaming about this. You saw former CIA director for Obama and his personal mentor since he was in college, John Brennan, go over to Ireland to help them implement their censorship system. Do I have your attention now?
Well, you already had my attention, but...
Yeah, well... They got together on the 26th of September, along with Stanford University's Cyber Policy Center. That is led by Obama's former Russian ambassador. And representatives, so it was Obama and representatives of European governments, the UK, Brazil, and Australia, all got together on September 26th with this Stanford University Cyber Policy Center to advocate for a single worldwide censorship body that would censor Americans and everyone else on Earth via iron-fisted control of all social media. So this was in September. This is why he's coming out now to sell this. This is real. It is happening now. So he gets together with Europe, UK, Brazil, Australia, former head of the CIA and hopefully soon in prison, John Brennan. And what their plan is, and they're very open about it, is that U.S. tech companies will find it significantly less expensive. Just go ahead and have a single global censorship regime and just go along with foreign censorship requests. Their goal, they've already got European censor. Their goal is to censor Americans. And they're not hiding it. They're not hiding it. This would all be led by a one world government built around censorship and the Stanford Cyber Policy Center, again, which is led by Obama's former ambassador to Russia, Michael McFaul. Okay. So they had this secret dinner on September, the 26th, it was the 24th, between the leaders and top censorship officials, Europe, UK, Brazil, California, and Australia. The Project Liberty Institute, led by Frank McCourt, there's no liberty involved here, has now donated $500 million, $500 million, as the seed money for this new international censorship regime. What they're betting, and they're not hiding this, okay? Their blueprint, which was revealed at the September 24th meeting, is a single total government global censorship regime that uses the EU's market power, known as the Brussels effect, to force tech companies to comply. Otherwise, they'll be pushed out. And they could also be fined. And if you've listened to what the EU is doing, they're talking about a 6% fine for Elon Musk for not censoring, not just of Twitter's revenues, not profits, revenues, X, I should say, X is revenues, not profits, revenues, but also taking 6% of his global revenues from all of his companies. Or he can just censor for them inside America. Obama's at the helm of this. So that is why he's saying we need to do journalism. It's not just random or him making conversation. They think they can get this censorship regime back on us before the 28 election. Even with Donald Trump in office. Chilling, isn't it?
Absolutely. This just, once again, this is Soviet era type of talk.
Yeah. And they think they can do it. And look, what they've seen before is that Brazil threatened to put ex-executives who were on the ground there in prison, and they impounded millions of Musk's dollars, and he gave in, and he censors for them now in Brazil. So they saw that, and when I saw that, I went, oh no, this is going to get so much worse. He may cave. And this is why when he had the split with Trump, I was terrified, and I still am today. Because we don't win anymore if there's censorship. We stop winning. It goes away. So we need free speech to win. It's why we won this time. We will not win again without it, and they know it. Now, Lee, they're already making moves. I've been talking about them censoring 4chan. The UK Daily Mail is demanding a backdoor so its censors can go into 4chan, which, you know, has some smutty stuff, some white supremacist stuff on some of its boards. Mostly it's just a cheap knockoff of Reddit, and most of the topics are just, you know, hobbies, special interest, not anything, you know, interesting. But because they allow total free speech, the censors are demanding a backdoor in, and they're currently suing 4chan. Now, what's interesting about that is 4chan is, like this show, already blocked at the border of the UK. You can't get to, people go on vacation, try to listen to my show. They can't get it. They can't get 4chan either. 4chan is only in America, but right now the UK, Obama, Stanford, all these people are advocating. They're saying we have a right to censor 4chan in America on American soil. Now, 4chan's telling him to pound sand, right? So what leverage do they have? Want to know how free you are? Go to Google, put 4chan in, and see if it still comes up. That's their next target. We'll go after Google. Google will censor Americans and 4chan by making it unavailable, or Google pays massive fines. That's where they're going next. They just haven't filed that lawsuit yet. So this is very real. We are still on the razor's edge, and Trump needs to get his rear in gear on this. I don't know how you stop. But they need to figure it out, or we're not going to win elections anymore if we aren't allowed to get our message out. Obama obviously wants this to happen before 2026. That's why he's in a hurry. And there's a reason for that. In a real free speech environment, they're going to struggle to win. They need that censorship.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Lee, remember after the 2016 election, I made mention of this, every key person around Trump, all eight of them, are now felons.
Yep.
In other words, the punishment for working with Trump, you know, to get him elected is felon status. In fact, Paul Manafort did a turn in prison, his campaign manager, for daring to help Trump get elected. He committed the exact same quote-unquote crime that Hunter Biden did. No one went after Hunter. In fact, Manafort committed that crime with Hillary Clinton operatives at the same firm, and they weren't even indicted. So the lesson is, and I've talked about this for years, if you help Donald Trump, you go to prison. But when they got away with that, their ambitions got so much larger. And the scale of Arctic Frost that came out last night is shocking. And our media, as usual, is doing a terrible job of reporting this. You've got to go into the actual documents from Arctic Frost to see the full horror of it. They, to put this plainly, were in phase B. Phase A was put Trump away for the rest of his life. 700 years worth of charges he was facing across those five cases. Then, in a Soviet show, trial manner, put away the entire Republican ecosystem. All of it. 400 organizations surveilled. And when we talk about surveilled, when you go in there and you start looking at the codes, and our side, the people who you do to journalism, let me tell you what to do today, okay? Because I did this yesterday, sitting in a parking lot waiting for my daughter for an hour and a half. Take the codes on there and just put them into Google. They're FBI investigatory codes. They're all throughout these documents, and you'll see what they were doing. It's much worse than you're reporting. There's banking investigation codes, gambling investigation codes, money laundering investigation codes, communication codes, that's for the wiretapping, and listening into conversations. Over 400, not individuals, groups. Every single person every single group, person, donor of any status, PAC, consultant connected to the Republican ecosystem was surveilled. And I'm talking about their bank records, their paychecks, their texts, their phones, all of it. And that's how we need to tell it. All of it. One name you'll see throughout this a lot, Lee, I'm looking at the documents now that were released by Charles Grassley as part of Arctic Frost yesterday. You'll see the name Brad Parscale all through it. They were monitoring every aspect of Brad Parscale's life, every consultant's group that he was Trump's campaign manager, every consultant group that he had, every PAC that donated to Trump, everything around Parscale. When Parscale was fired in July of 2020 and replaced by Bill Stepien, who would ultimately take Trump to the win, you can literally see the surveillance change. Now everything around Bill Stepien is being observed and watched. And you go through this, red state, surveilled, Fox News, surveilled, Republican media, all surveilled, and particularly around any communication they had with the Trump campaign. Democrats think they have the right to do this. Among groups who received subpoenas, ADP, there's your paycheck, Bank of America, Regions Bank, Republic Bank, Stripe, WinRed, which is the big funding nexus of the Republican Party, completely surveilled. Every donor, every donation, every bank transaction. Lee, no wonder the FBI didn't have time to stop the cartels from taking over Chicago when 110,000 gangsters moved in. They were too busy trying to put the entire Republican ecosystem in prison. Wells Fargo got this. Verizon got this. GoDaddy got subpoenas. So did Google and Horizon. And if you go through and look at Google, they were surveilling the Trump campaign websites and the websites of the RNC, WinRed, the donation websites. There was not a thing going on in the Republican Party that they were not spying on. Every single check, every donation, every aspect, the FBI was surveilling. And by the way, all of this approved by one corrupt judge, Boasberg. Unbelievable. And as well as everyone around Trump, so you see Harmeet Dillon, who played a key legal role. They were spying on Lara Trump. They were spying on Steve Miller. They were spying on Bill Stepien, Brad Parscale, who I have no doubt were well on their way to prison had Donald Trump lost this election, because that is the punishment, as Paul Manafort found out. This is a dictatorship right here on this piece of paper. No privacy. You associate with Trump or anyone who could defeat a Democrat, and the FBI was going to bury you. No more privacy for you, period. End of memo. It's shockingly.
Yeah, it doesn't matter about elections when you can do something about the candidates and their ability to campaign.
Yeah. You either put them in prison or, failing that, you simply bankrupt them. That's the punishment. The subpoenas themselves targeted more than 400 Republicans personally. But if you go through these names, it is the grassroots. So it's Bill Stepien, it's Bradley Parscale, but then you go down from that. So anybody running a PAC, anyone who was a vendor, anybody doing direct mail, anybody designing web ads, anybody maintaining the website, they all got dragged into this. I can't imagine the manpower this took. This investigation is tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars.
And if you're talking about all those vendors, you're talking about people that really may not have even been in favor of the Republican agenda to begin with. They just happened to be working for a company that was working for the campaign.
Yes, absolutely. 163 businesses total, but you've got to understand, when you go and look into the subpoenas, all of the subcontractors are also being monitored. And that doesn't even count the wiretapping of the cell phones. So we're now finding out, well, they did more than just, you know, the locational stuff we were told about, see who's calling who. No. They had a wiretap on Ted Cruz's office phone. That's why they contacted Google, Horizon, all these places. They were watching their email. They were watching their phone. They were watching everything. All of it. What were they going to do? Well, you know, we stood by and said, okay, you just put Trump in prison. That's fine. Go ahead. Do that. We didn't fight as a party the way Democrats would have. And they took that as a dinner bell. Well, you know what? Why don't we just, it was not enough to eliminate Trump. Let's just put the whole party in prison or bankrupt them till no one will ever even dare run a PAC again. No one will dare donate to a PAC again. No one will fundraise on a large scale for a Republican PAC again. And this is what would be going on right now. We'd be watching it, except Donald Trump won. This was phase two, put the whole Republican Party Soviet style in prison. It's shocking reading this document. I mean, I sat there for an hour and a half. That's how long it took me just to go through it. That is the massive scale of it, and to look at the codes on it that the FBI was using. So this is our final warning. If these people are not, at a minimum, removed from the FBI, fired, then we're not even fighting anymore. In fact, it's incredibly dangerous every day these people remain in place, because you know what they do? They launch hoaxes and they try to put people in prison. So here's, just in case you want to know, the ringleaders across five FBI offices. Every office in the country, by the way, Lee, was involved in this. That's how big this was, spying on the entire Republican Party. But if you want to know who the ringleaders were, here we go. Fire them now. I mean, every hour these people are still employed by the federal government is a shock to me. I can't understand. I've lost the thread. Aaron Tapp, head of the FBI office in San Antonio. James Barnicle, head of the FBI office in Charlotte. Joe Rothrock, head of the FBI office in Dallas. Devin Kowalski, head of the FBI office in San Juan. Wayne Jacobs, head of the FBI office in Philadelphia. This is what these people were doing almost full time. Why are they still employed? Because you know what, Lee? Do you think the Democrats would allow them to still be employed if they did this?
No, there would have been a purge going on, just like that the Obama administration, the Clinton administration did on various issues throughout their tenures.
Yeah. Yeah. And remember, I mean, Clinton went through and fired all those attorneys, federal attorneys, just because they weren't Democrats,
right,
or he didn't believe them to be sufficiently loyal, or he wanted to give the positions to people who were.
Yeah.
That was it.
And got, you know, approval from the left-wing media doing it, too.
Oh, yeah. No, it was great. It was a great idea. So this can't stand. This can't stand. Okay. If we're just going to do a press release and do a short press conference like yesterday, and maybe, you know, some fundraising off this. No, this is absolute tyranny. And Lee, remember how they stole Trump's last presidency with the Russia collusion hoax? You leave these people in place, they're going to steal the next 3 years too. Right now, these evil little beavers are deep inside their FBI little hidey holes, like nasty little cockroaches, and they are planning the next thing, and it's going to hijack this Trump presidency. Why have they not been fired? I cannot comprehend. I do not understand. It needs to happen today. Now that we know the extent of this, and Trump knows the extent of this. By the way, the list that I just read to you, I got it off Truth Social because he posted it. Why are these people staying? Why are they still in this?
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.